Welcome to the December 14th, 2008 morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today's worship service is our Christmas cantata, One Incredible Moment. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
noise and the bustle began earlier than usual in the village. As night gave way to dawn, people were already on the streets. Vendors were positioning themselves on the corners of the most heavily traveled avenues. Store owners were unlocking the doors to their shops. Children were awakened by the excited barking of the street dogs and the complaints of donkeys pulling their carts. One's imagination is kindled thinking about the conversation of the innkeeper and his family at the breakfast table. Did anyone mention the arrival of the young couple the night before? Did anyone ask about their welfare? Did anyone comment on the pregnancy of the girl on the donkey? Who had time to talk about them when there was so much excitement in the air? Augustus did the economy of Bethlehem a favor when he decreed that a census should be taken. Who could remember when such commerce had hit the village? No, it was doubtful that anyone mentioned the couple's arrival or wondered about the condition of the girl. They were too busy. The day was upon them. The day's bread had to be made. The morning's chores had to be done. There was too much to do to imagine that the impossible had occurred. God had entered the world as a baby.
At all. My wife giving birth, only the stars to hear her pain. When you sent the angel and you spoke of the sun being born, this is not what I envisioned. I saw Jerusalem, the temple and the priests, the people gathered around to watch. A pageant, perhaps. A parade. I mean, this is the Messiah. Any minute now, Mary will give birth. Not to an infant, but to God. That's what the angel said. And that's what I believe. And that's what Mary believes. But Lord, it's just so hard for me to believe that. It just seems all so bizarre. I know it's a terrible thing to question you, Lord. Forgive my struggling. Trust doesn't come easy to me. But you never said it would be easy, did you?
Infant God, heaven's fairest child, sleep well. Enjoy the silence of the crib, for the noise of confusion rumbles in your future. Savor the sweet safety of my arms, for a day will soon come when I can no longer protect you. Tiny hands rest, for though you belong to a king, you will touch no satin. You will own no gold. You will grasp no pen. You will guide no brush. No. For your works are far more precious. To touch a leper's spots. To wipe a widow's weary tear. Tiny eyes rest. Sleep while you can. For soon the blurriness will clear and you will see the mess that we have made of your world. Rest, tiny mouth that will soon speak eternity. Tiny tongue that will soon summon the dead. that will silence our foolishness. And tiny feet, cupped in the palm of my hand, rest. For many difficult steps lie ahead of you. Do you feel the cold salt water that you will walk on? Do you wrench at the invasion of the nail that you will bear? Do you fear the steep, spirally slope down to Satan's domain? Rest. For many difficult steps lie ahead of you, for many will follow in your footsteps.
Thank you.
There is one word that describes the night he came. Ordinary. An ordinary night with an ordinary sky. An occasional gust stirred the leaves and chilled the air. The stars were diamonds sparkling on black velvet. Fleets of clouds floated in front of the moon. The sheep were ordinary. Some fat, some scrawny, some with barrel bellies, some with twig legs, common animals. No fleece made of gold, no history makers, no blue ribbon winners. They were simply sheep, lumpy, sleeping silhouettes on a hillside. And the shepherds, peasants they were, probably wearing all the clothes they owned, smelling like sheep, and looking just as woolly. They were nameless and simple. An ordinary night with ordinary sheep and ordinary shepherds. But God dances among the common, and that night he did a waltz. The black sky exploded with brightness. Trees that had been shadows jumped into clarity. Sheep that had been silent became a chorus of curiosity. One minute the shepherds were dead asleep. The next they were rubbing their eyes and staring into the face of an alien. The night was ordinary no more.
Thank you.
Blessed are the meek, Jesus explained. Blessed are the available. Blessed are the conduits, the tunnels, the tools. That's why the announcement went first to the shepherds. They didn't ask God if he was sure he knew what he was doing. Had the angels gone to theologians, they would have first consulted their commentaries. Had he gone to the elite, they would have looked around to see if anyone was watching. Had he gone to the successful, they would have first looked at their calendars. So, he went to the shepherds, men who didn't have a reputation to protect, or an axe to grind, or a ladder to climb. Men who didn't know enough to tell God that angels don't sing to sheep, and that messiahs aren't found wrapped in rags and sleeping in a feeding trough. So, while the theologians were sleeping, and the elite were dreaming, and the successful were snoring, the meek were kneeling. They were kneeling before the one only the meek will see. They were kneeling in front of Jesus.
Oh,
Now in Jerusalem there was a man named Simeon. He was an upright and devout man. Let's imagine a white-headed, wizened fellow working his way down the streets of Jerusalem. People in the market call his name and he waves, but doesn't stop. Neighbors greet him and he returns the greeting, but doesn't pause. Friends chat on the corner and he smiles, but doesn't stop. He has a place to be, and he hasn't time to lose. Simeon's one incredible moment occurs 8 days after the birth of Jesus. Joseph and Mary had brought their son to the temple. It's the day of sacrifice, the day of circumcision, the day of dedication. But for Simeon, it would be a day of celebration. He was a man on tiptoe, wide-eyed, and watching for the one who will come to save Israel. He was waiting with anticipation, calmly expectant, eyes open and extended, searching the crowd for the right face, and hoping the face appears today. In the end, the prayer of Simeon was answered. Simeon took the baby in his arms and thanked God. "Now, Lord, you can let me, your servant, die in peace, as you said." One look into the face of Jesus, and Simeon knew the hope of his life had been fulfilled. One look into the face of the Savior, and we will know the same.
Oh.
Suppose you could give a gift to Christ. What would it be? How could you possibly select a gift for the one who not only has everything, but who made everything? In addition to the gold, the frankincense, and myrrh, the wise men gave the Savior some gifts we can give him today. They gave Jesus their hope. When everyone else saw a night sky, this small band of men saw the light. The sight of the star sparked a desire in their hearts that sent them packing. They went seeking Jesus. The wise men also gave their time. It's likely that these men traveled as long as 2 years before locating the Prince of Heaven, before that one incredible moment when they knelt before Jesus. The wise men spent many moments, months, perhaps years, searching in anticipation of that meeting. When the wise men did find the Christ child, they fell down and gave him the gifts of worship. In worship, we simply stand before God with a prepared and willing heart and let God do his work. And he does. He wipes away the tears. He mops away the perspiration. He softens our furrowed brows. He touches our cheeks. He changes our faces as we worship. The wise men sought and found the child of God. they gave him the gifts of hope, time, and worship. These gifts the wise still give. Can anything separate us from the love Christ has for us? God answered our question before we asked it. So we'd see his answer, he lit the sky with a star. So we'd hear it, he filled the night with a choir. And so we'd believe it, he did what no man had ever dreamed. He became flesh and dwelt among us. He placed his hand on the shoulder of humanity and said, "You are something special." What an incredible moment.
Thank you. Sunday of joy, and I hope that you've been filled with joy this morning as you've been here in worship. Let's bow together as we go into the street to say that we need you with joy. Dear Father, we thank you for this day. Father, as we come to you, we come to your throne to worship you as the Prince of Peace, the giver of joy, the source of hope. Father, we pray that our hearts have been changed to this morning, and that will be reflected as we go from this place. That we would indeed be messengers of hope, peace, and joy, and all that the Christmas comes, that all that Advent anticipates, fill our hearts with joy as we come this place. It's in Jesus' precious name that we pray.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's R-A-M-O-N @collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.